The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive. I'm Bear, alongside Brandon Orrick.
How's it going, Bear?
It's going fantastic. Russell will be here momentarily. I'm running a bit late today.
We can't count on Russell for anything.
I think we can. He is late because he has spent most of his day preparing and planning for an epic show that will go down in the annals of Drive radio history.
Preparing a great show, but can't even get here on time.
Well, you got to take a shot at the captain.
I feel like this. I feel like you're missing a perfectly good opportunity
like
to
pipe
take a
down.
Shot.
No, you don't. You're not taking shots at the captain.
Any other time, Bear, you would take a shot at him. It doesn't matter what time it is. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I don't like it when other people come at him. He's my buddy.
Any other time, man, you team up on him. I don't get it.
It's just when he's here, he's not here to defend himself. No. I mean, the guy's late. He's out. He's working hard, and we'll be in here in just a few minutes. I can guess some of the stuff that we're going to talk about. NBA.
Yeah, draft lottery last night.
Some little, exciting stuff.
A little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, looked like the number one draft pick wasn't as enthused about where he's probably going to end up.
No, he was not. He definitely,
has he still not commented publicly?
I've not seen anything, but I'll look and see if he said, given a comment or anything, but I know he was definitely, not pleased.
Like, I didn't realize until, before the show started, I was out there bugging John Reed about it because it's almost as baffling to me the NBA, how the NBA does their draft. As gambling is, like sports betting. But, I mean, he doesn't really have a choice. He's going to go live in New Orleans for the next 5 years.
I mean, could he...
He can't go back.
Well, I know he can't go back, but could he refuse to play if he's that unhappy, which I don't think he would be?
I mean, the only thing he could threaten is going to Europe or maybe China, but if the Pelicans draft him, they'll own his rights in perpetuity. It's not like where you'd put yourself back into the draft next year like you would at the NFL.
The only thing that I've seen is that he was hoping that the Knicks would have won the first pick last night. I don't see any other comment.
I mean, I felt for him a little bit. I think he probably thought he was going to end up, in New York City and being the savior of the Knicks.
I mean, obviously, the Knicks kind of offer you the Knicks are a better that would be a better situation than New Orleans, because basically, yeah, both teams suck, but the Knicks have a whole lot more money to spend and are. I mean,
they're willing to spend it.
Yeah, and compare New York, New Orleans.
I'd prefer to live in New Orleans myself. That'd be the only city outside of New York I'd want to live in if I didn't live in Knoxville. I mean, that would be the only thing. Like,
and you've kind of got the whole Anthony Davis situation in New Orleans, and
I mean, there's people on several different shows, including Clay's that was on right before us that. People around him have said, "Nah, he still wants to get traded."
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He's gone.
It doesn't change anything, and I mean, I think those two could be a pretty good tandem.
Well, I mean, what they need to do if they don't want to, you know, just cut their nose off to spite their face, is they ought to deal Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Honestly, go ahead and make the deal. You're going to get some really nice players to put around Zion.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Pelicans, you have to. You've got to be willing to move from one of the two, right?
Yeah,
you've got to be willing to trade either Anthony Davis or the number one pick. And it would make more sense to trade Davis because he's gone anyway.
Can you? I mean, wonder what the deal would look like for that.
For
what would you have to give up to get him?
To get Zion?
Yeah.
To get the number one pick? Probably your first round draft pick and
half your team.
If not a high level superstar.
Who would LA have to trade?
I have no idea. I mean,
would you trade LeBron for it?
If I were them,
I'd trade LeBron for the number
one. I would, just because, I mean, I know what LeBron is and what he offers you and just having him on the team does, but I mean, you saw they didn't make the playoffs this year with him. I mean, I know it's kind of a one-man show, but you've got to, I mean, LeBron's on the backside of his career.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're able to trade and get that number one pick, which I feel like you couldn't just trade straight up. The Lakers got what, the fourth pick, and
oh, you're having to
and get LeBron
fourth pick, LeBron, and probably not throwing Kuz.
You probably had to give up Kuzma or one of those other nice young players that they have, and that still may not be enough.
It'd be interesting to see. That'd be crazy if somebody.
Well, I mean, because you saw what the Lakers offered at the trade deadline for Anthony Davis, and they still said no, which I don't think they were ever going to trade him at the trade deadline anyway. But
I think they'd trade him now, especially since they have the number one pick and they can.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if you're them, you've got to, because if not, he's going to sit out, and you're going to end up losing him for and getting nothing in return.
Oh, Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's basically, he can do that. But Zion's screwed. But I don't, I'm going to have to hit the break. I'll figure out what he. Who Clay had on.
You find that. Do you find this distracting, Bear, when somebody comes in, you're trying to
speak,
and somebody's
don't
like wrestling
stuff.
Around?
I don't,
oh, yes,
I don't
you do.
Plug
oh, yes,
stuff
you do.
In and out of the headphone distro.
Oh, yes, you do.
I
do
not.
You find this
distracting. You know how
– messing with plugs, turning around, like wrestling, getting stuff out while you're trying
to
do a show.
We'll run commercials tomorrow until you get here, buddy.
Trying to do an intro, concentrate.
We had probably the best segment me and Brandon have ever done together in the year.
And I ruined it.
Oh.
That's –
so much time, I'm going outside.
I hate when that happens. I hate it when that happens.
Piss me off, Smith.
I hate it when that happens.
Okay.
Just total dysfunction.
You go ahead, big boy.
What's going on here?
For the first time in almost 3 years, I'm having a cogent thought about the NBA, and you blew it.
How you doing, Brandon?
Doing good, Russ. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Beautiful day outside. Just sorry I'm late. Had an appointment out in Halls.
Bear was taking some shots at you for being late.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm here now. I had a lovely Cuban sandwich again. I'm telling you, man, this place, Hall's Deli and Cuban Cafe, right on Maynardville Pike, right across from Hall's High School. Whew! The real deal, man.
Good stuff?
Yeah, I had this huge Cuban sandwich, and I was going to bring some here because I know you would try it. I know Bear wouldn't because, you know.
He doesn't eat in front of
yeah.
us.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I ate it all on the way here, man.
You ate it all on the way here?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was really good. It was really good.
Wow.
Oh, man. So, I get, you guys are breaking down the draft, huh? That's the big topic of conversation.
Well, that's just what we led with. We were just talking about what the Pelicans might do, just their situation.
Oh, the Pelicans. I'm happy for them, man. I'm happy for them.
I was a little disappointed that they got it.
Why?
I was hoping that the Knicks would get it. The Knicks need to be good again.
Why? Why do the Knicks need to be good?
It's good for the NBA. Why? It's good for basketball if the Knicks are good. It just is.
The same reason
it's good if the Lakers are good, if the Celtics are good.
I don't think the Bulls are good anymore. Everybody talks about market size. Oh, the NBA wants LeBron with the Lakers. The Knicks need to be good. You want the Bears to be good. You want LA to have good football. You want the original six in hockey to be good. I don't think it matters anymore. I think that you see this day and age with the changing technologies, and if you want to be a super fan of some Italian soccer team, you can watch every game now on your phone. You can follow the team very, very closely. If you want to be a fan of a small market NBA team, and this is weird too, because people talk about large market, small market, medium market. And I don't know about you, but I think, like most people from Knoxville, I consider New Orleans a big city. Like when I'm rolling into New Orleans, and it's been a couple of years, but like you see the big buildings, I'm like, well, it's intimidating. Like I think Nashville is a big city. NFL doesn't view Nashville as Nashville is a small market. To the NFL. NFL NBA offices are all in New York City and Manhattan. They look at Nashville. So, like, what would you think they think about Knoxville? I don't know. I think Knoxville's a nice – I consider it a medium-sized town. Not too big, not too small. But I consider Nashville, Atlanta – I guess Atlanta is considered a pretty big city now. Nashville, San Antonio, which they've always considered medium to small market. New Orleans – I consider all these – Milwaukee. I consider these big cities. And I think that if you want to follow any of these teams now, you can. And maybe it's a slight hit to the TV ratings to not have – to have Milwaukee playing Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. But I think in terms of will Zion Williamson get lost – because he's playing in New Orleans. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the fans, I think if he's as good as he is expected to be, he will draw in fans. If he gets that franchise to the playoffs, he will draw in fans. He will draw in eyeballs. And as I believe you guys were talking about on the way in here, if they trade Anthony Davis, they get something for him. They'll be able to find another piece to pair with him and get – another player in there as well, maybe a young twosome that can develop and take that franchise back to glory.
I mean, that's what they've got to do. That's my thing. I want to be able to see Zion. I mean he's the most anticipated player coming out of college or just to be drafted since LeBron. Would you agree?
Oh, he's definitely the most hyped up player since LeBron to come into the NBA.
And I just hope, like you said, I hope he doesn't get lost in New Orleans. I hope that they are able to go out and make a trade and not just...
Well, they've got the perfect bargaining chip. That's what I was saying. I mean, you got Anthony Davis. Who wants out still? He doesn't care.
Will their asking price be too much, though?
You got to hope that they'd not price themselves, so to speak...
Well, they have to do something, man. He's got all the leverage in this situation. He doesn't have to play. He can just sit out and like I don't think he would do that. I think that would be pretty dumb on his part. But this provides him an out too. Like he's been cast as the villain in this role. Now that whole city is going to have Zion fever. They lose Anthony Davis. They've got a capable replacement, and I think it's about more than letting him go. It's about get something back. Like, don't risk letting him – the longer you wait, the less you're likely to get in return. So I would trade him pretty quickly and take what you can get. And it might not be the king's ransom you're hoping for such a talented player. But if you can get another really good player to pair with Zion Williamson, you could be set.
I mean, you got to look at who's willing to, pay top dollar for him. I think it's Lakers, not just because I want him on the Lakers, which I do. But
I mean, it'll be. I think it'll be Lakers, Celtics.
Apparently, he doesn't want to go to the Celtics.
Well, I'm just saying he might not have a choice. I mean, if he's traded, he doesn't really have a choice. I'm just saying I think those are the players: Lakers, Celtics, probably Knicks.
Oh, yeah, he does. I think because that's John.
Does he have a trade clause?
He can refuse. That he could just some teams. Even if he gets traded, he doesn't. I mean, he just got that 1 year. You'd have to sign him to a new contract.
Well, I'm just saying he may not go. Those are the teams that I think could possibly trade for him.
Yeah. I don't know. New Orleans, I'd be all about it. That's as close as you can get to going to another country when you go down there. I mean, it's a pretty cool city.
You would think
he's never been Southern. There. I did hear him in the interview.
Oh, you would think Southern kid. Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's like.
He had his heart set on going to New York or L.A.
Well, there's that video of him going through when he got there and he was tapping on the Hawks logo and Hawks fans were thinking that they might have a shot, but we'll see.
Think he would have been, because he still hasn't said anything. He's not made any public comments since the end of the.
It was Zion?
Yeah.
I thought he spoke earlier today. I don't know. I mean, it's out of your hands, basically, at this point. I mean, I guess you can do an Eli Manning and say, I'm not going to play for.
Apparently, you really can't.
Your
There's
team.
Not that leverage, because the way the NBA has it. I mean, if New Orleans drafts him, they own the rights to him forever.
Forever.
He can't come back in the NBA.
Well, then go play. Go play in France. Go play in. Go start your own league. Start the Zion Basketball League. We'll see. The most entertaining part of the NBA postseason last night, the NBA draft lottery. We'll see if things pick up a little bit. With the Eastern Conference Finals tipping off tonight in Milwaukee, Bucks-Raptors. I fell asleep, did not see any of the game last night.
You didn't miss much.
Golden State kind of – it was like they were within striking distance right until the fourth quarter, and Golden State just kind of blew them out right towards the end. So we'll see. Portland's got to be tired after a long knockdown, drag-out seven-game series with Denver. So we'll see if they can get their legs back under them in time to make it a series. 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show. 546-8200. You want to chime in this afternoon on The Drive. Man, we got a lot to talk about this afternoon. A lot to get to here. I do need to find a decent Rickard Rich barbecue. Smoking hot question. Actually, maybe I know what we're going to do with that. We're going to be talking to a fighter today. We got a Valor Fighting event coming up Friday, or I have to double check the date on this, this weekend at Smokies Park. If you want to go see some outdoor
fight at the
MMA.
Baseball stadium.
Yeah. Outdoor MMA. We have a female fighter going to join us this evening around 5:30 to talk a little bit about that, and a lot of other topics to kick around here this afternoon as well. We'll go ahead and take our first time out here this afternoon. It is The Drive. It is Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Fan Run Radio.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Chris Steele, the five-star cornerback recruit from Florida who decided to get out of there before ever playing in a game for the Gators, has announced he's going to Oregon. So he gets back.
That one.
He gets back closer to the West Coast. Yeah, I think he's from California.
Yeah, but he's right up there.
He kind of trailed off there, Barry. Yeah.
Kind of right up the highway. I'm still rattled. You rattled me, man.
I rattled you.
I'm off my game now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all it took?
Yeah.
Was me walking in the room?
Well, you were doing your thing. You were kind of being a jerk, but, I mean, that's all right. You do you.
Oh!
How was I being a jerk? You do that thing you do. I don't imagine it was very pleasant at times being your little brothers. You've got a way about you, man.
Oh! I simply came into the room and plugged my headphones in. I mean, if that's all it takes to rattle you, I'm sorry. It's a little soft. Need to grow up, fight through it. Do I melt down every time you stumble into the room 5 minutes after the show starts and start yanking on the curtains, putting out computers, plugging things in? No. You know what I do?
I look straight at Brandon. I look straight at that camera.
I go straight ahead and I deliver. I do the show.
Yeah.
I bring it.
Well, that day
I don't fold under the pressure like a cheap tent.
For virtually no one because it had knocked us off. I guess you were still on terrestrial radio. But anyhow, yeah, you called it right. Oregon's just right up the road from California. Kid's going to be a lot happier. He is going to be immediately eligible, isn't he?
And he goes to Mario Cristobal. A guy with like no West Coast ties. You see, he's got Oregon recruiting. Now, we'll see if he can do anything with it, but he continues to recruit like a boss over there at Oregon, bringing an SEC-style recruiting and coaching regimen to the West Coast.
I'll bet you Willie Taggart wishes he had never left.
Think so? Having regrets already, huh?
I mean, we'll see after this year, I guess, but I feel like Oregon's Oregon's probably a top three job in the Pac-12. Would you? I mean,
oh yeah,
definitely. Maybe the best.
I was gonna say that. I still think that USC would probably be the best.
Yeah,
but I think Oregon's right there.
I guess Chris Peterson has turned Washington into a perennial contender. But, yeah, I mean, with all the Nike money going into Oregon, the brand that they've built up as the quote-unquote cool school, if all you got to do is be able to coach them up a little bit because you're going to be able to get recruits there. Another big transfer today, a little bit closer to home, saw where Derek Walker has resurfaced. He is going to Nebraska.
Fred Hoiberg.
Yep. Is Derek Walker from St. Louis? I know he played at a prep school out there in Missouri or somewhere. So, again, he gets closer to home. And I wish him well, man. I hope he does well there. I mean, he seems like a Fred Hoiberg type player, right? You know, he's going to be physical. He's going to be tough. Maybe not the most skilled guy in the world. But, you know, maybe the Big Ten is a better fit for Derek Walker than it was here.
Yeah, from Kansas City.
Okay, so he gets a little bit closer to home, gets to play for Hoiberg in a new program. It's a fresh start for them, fresh start for Hoiberg, and now a fresh start for Derek Walker, a guy who...
We're going to have a really different team next year, aren't we?
Yeah. Just
radically.
I mean, you're going to have four new players that we know of, and I would venture to guess maybe a fifth, if not a fifth and a sixth.
Wonder who we're going to target.
Well, I mean, it depends on who's coming back. If Jordan Bone stays in the draft, then I think you're going to have to target a point guard. Like, you've got to have – I mean, I maybe you don't. Maybe Lamonte Turner and Josiah James are all we need. But, man, you are one turned ankle away from being in a bad spot in the point guard spot. And you know, God forbid you should have two injuries at that position. Then what do you do? I guess you're looking at Jordan Bowden at the point or a walk-on or something like that. I mean, I think you need to look at a point guard. But here's the thing, man. We are learning right now what a bunch of other programs have known for a couple of years, these one-and-done programs. And, you know, you look at Kentucky, and they're making a move every day, it seems. Memphis is making a move. Duke making a move every day. We haven't had to deal with this yet, but this – testing the waters thing / you got till the end of May to pull your name out. And then even if you do stay in the draft and you don't get drafted, you can come back.
As long as you haven't taken money.
this is wreaking havoc with, I mean, it makes it impossible to manage your roster with any kind of, I guess, you know, Kentucky and Duke are making off pretty well, but that's for Kentucky and Duke. For Tennessee, we've never been in this spot right now. And Rick Barnes has got to be thinking, he probably knows better than any of us whether or not these guys are coming back. And I know Grant Williams has said that he's going to try and announce his decision on Saturday. So hopefully we'll know one way or the other on him this weekend. But the Bone situation, from all indications, are he's going to stay in the draft. Many indications he's not going to get drafted. So what happens if Jordan Bone doesn't get drafted? You know, what happens if he thinks he's going to get drafted and he doesn't? And
there's
then he's
no,
sitting there.
Surely to God, there's no way he thinks he's going to get drafted right now.
Who knows what these kids are? Who knows who's telling him what? He might be surrounded by all sorts of family members and yes men saying, oh, man, you're awesome. When you get up there at the combine this weekend and you flash your quickness and your shooting ability, you're going to be a first-round pick. Absolutely, man. You got it, Jordan Bone. And, you know, he might not be looking at mock drafts on the NBA that don't have it. And even if he is, he might be thinking, well, they don't know what they're doing. They're just a bunch of media folks. And to that, maybe he's right. But if he doesn't get drafted and
he's
he has the option to come back, well, is he? You know,
he's not giving me any indication about, you know, the way he's talked or the way everything, what little bit we've heard from him is that it doesn't appear that he's planning on being here next year, regardless.
Well, it puts Rick Barnes and the program in a very difficult position.
Well, sure.
Because
he's sitting on a scholarship.
I mean, yeah, first of all, it's getting late in the process, and all the grad transfers are going where they're going. You know, the few recruits that haven't committed are in the process of committing. And
now we're digging under rocks again, trying to find a, you know.
Do you go all in on somebody that you can, you know, and then what happens if Bone wants to come back? I mean, I just can't imagine a scenario in which Jordan Bone doesn't get drafted. He's really disappointed. His eyes finally open and say, oh, maybe I'm not the draft prospect I thought I was when I entered the draft. I really should go back for a fourth year of Tennessee. Rick Barnes has been good to me. He can coach me up and make me a better player, come back and hopefully get drafted after my senior season. I just can't imagine him having that thought process play out after the draft, only to be told by Tennessee, I'm sorry, we gave your scholarship away because we didn't know what you were going to do.
Yeah, but you have to think, I mean, maybe they haven't. I would have imagined that there have been conversations between Barnes and Jordan, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Can you give me any idea of what you plan on doing, Jordan?
Yeah.
If you want to come back, we want you, but it just really puts Tennessee behind the eight ball.
Well, it gives the player more options, which I think we're all in favor of.
Yeah, there's more security for him.
But it also puts the schools in an awkward position and potentially shuts the player out from returning, which I think is an unintended consequence. So you got New Orleans has the first pick. They most likely will be taking Zion. Ja Morant most likely headed to the Memphis Grizzlies. That's a huge turn of fortune for the Grizzlies, who, you know, ever since they kind of blew up their thing with
they really got lucky.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be able to go out there and get a great player. RJ Barrett to the Knicks. It looks like if this is before any sort of trades happen. The Lakers sitting there at 4. Be interesting to see what they do.
They trade that one.
Perhaps. The Cavs at 5, the Suns at 6, the Bulls at 7. The Hawks have the 8 and 10 picks from their trade with the Mavs. The Bullets at 9. Yeah, I still call them the Bullets. The Minnesota Timberwolves, Charlotte, Miami, and Boston rounding out the NBA draft lottery. Love the draft lottery. Great way to do it, man.
I find it.
Bears not a big fan.
Hate it.
Wish the NFL would adopt the draft lottery.
Oh, it's horrible. No, God.
It definitely makes things more interesting.
It's horrible.
Why?
It just is. I don't understand it.
I do like the fact that it kind of keeps teams from deliberately tanking.
Win. Try to win.
I mean, the Hawks had the fourth best odds to get the number one pick, and they're at eight.
Try to win, man. There's nothing guaranteed in this world. I mean, imagine if, you know, with the post-Peyton year for your coach, Brandon, that they couldn't suck for luck. They had to try to win. Imagine if my Titans, you know, even if they're sitting there trying to grind it out, even if you do throw up a 7-9, you still have an outside chance to get the number one pick. I think it adds an element of intrigue that is sorely missing. I hate tanking, man. And I know they still do it in the NBA, but at least you're not getting – at least you know you're not going to get rewarded for it.
Yeah, I mean, I would be in favor of some kind of method that the NBA does in the NFL. And I don't even know how baseball does theirs. It's just – I have no idea how they determine their draft order.
Nobody keeps up with the baseball draft. It's funny. I was talking with the great Rusty Enzer yesterday, and I was asking him, "Do you keep up with recruiting?" And he's like, "No." And for baseball, you know, and it's like it's pointless, right? Because you never know. I just assume anytime we get a quote unquote big time commitment from in baseball that
you're getting drafted.
Yeah, that they're going to go pro anyway, and it just doesn't matter. The NFL and the NBA are the only one, you know. Where the NFL in particular has managed to make its draft this huge event that everybody watches and obsesses about over constantly throughout the season. The NBA is pretty close.
But it helps, saying it helps the NFL. They've got the hard rule that you have to be 3 years removed from high school before you can be in the league. Basically, you got to be 21 mm-hmm. to play in the NFL or 3 years removed from your – I guess there have been some 20-year-olds here and there.
865 546-8200, 546-8200. Nate says, the Carnes Beavers beat Maryville in boys soccer for the right to play the Admirals. Be sure to share with T-Carp if he calls in. Be sure to pass that along. Nate, if you want to hit us up on the Twitter machine, at Russell_Smith, at BearWKGN, at Brandon Orrick.
Yep.
See, you don't have this problem. Us Smiths have. All the good Twitter handles were taken. I had to go with the triple underscore. Not a lot of Orricks out there vying for the at Brandon Orrick Twitter handle.
No, there's not.
Are there any other? Have you ever heard of another Brandon Orrick? Like Russell Smiths are all over the place, man.
We
come in the bunch.
I do think there is, because I just searched my name on Facebook. And there's another one, but. I think only like one.
Yeah. I grew up with another one, a Russell Smith.
Oh, I thought you said
there's another Russell Smith. I've never met him. I don't know if he still works. He used to sell ads, which I do, and he sold for the Metro Pulse, the now defunct weekly newspaper. And I've known
two things, but I remember that guy.
I know all kinds of people that know this guy, and like people
y'all
were all
never like
never met him. I think he's still in town, but like people say, and I've worked with people who knew him, who worked with him. Oh, Russell's a great guy. I'm like, I hope so. We should, like, that would suck, man, if you had another person the same name as you in town who's just like giving your name a bad name, and your reputation was simultaneously like torn down with his or hers.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
Suboptimal. Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. Who we start with here, Brando. Jamie up first today on the drive. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Interesting NBA talk there, Russ. You know, I would have to say, whereas I disagree, I agree that there needs to be some changes in the policy, the way the NFL does it, but it does still pay a little bit to tank in the NBA. They haven't got, you know,
increase your odds for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look what Philly was able to do with four straight number ones. I mean, they've got a packed roster now.
I mean,
they may not have picked number one the last 4 years, but they've had lottery pick.
But they kept getting hurt, and so which pushed them into the tanking position again and again and again. I guess they're finally out of that cycle now. But I don't know. It would be interesting.
It kind of paid off, though. Would you agree? Though, I mean, maybe if they didn't, even if they didn't intend to do it that way.
Well, I mean, they did intend to do it that way. Like, this is why you tank, right? Is so that you can have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and be within, you know, one crazy Kawhi Leonard shot of playing in the conference finals.
You know, and if they hadn't gotten fleeced for Markelle Fultz, when we had the number one, when the Celtics had the number one overall and got Tatum out of the deal.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
I mean, just. Yeah, they would. If they could have just had like any other fill in the blank lottery pick goes, you know, a point guard that goes a lottery pick, they might be unstoppable. But I agree. I think there should be some tweaks. I don't think that tank should ever be rewarded at all. I think that you owe your fans and your city and the league a little bit more than that. But I can't really fault the teams as long, you know, until they change the rule. It's kind of like people on welfare. I'm like, I'm not mad at you. You know, if you figured out a way to get money for doing nothing, congratulations. But I think it's funny, Bear, known Lakers fan, he thinks that the Pelicans should go ahead and trade AD to them out of spite. I bet you wish they'd trade him to the Lakers, just like I wish they'd find a way to get him in Boston for sure.
Well, I mean, the Lakers they're in a position where they're willing to overpay for him. A lot more than Boston will.
You really think we couldn't go toe to toe with ammo back with the Lakers right now?
I don't think that the Celtics as an organization would be willing to do that. The Lakers are kind of dysfunctional now, and they're having to build around LeBron, who, you know,
it's kind of a shame.
I've been watching Twitter lately, guys. But speaking of dysfunction, Boston may not have had a history of dealing that way, but they may not have any choice if Danny wants to keep his job. Because a Celtics fan had been pointing to 2019 for the year, and we laid a giant egg all year long. But you know, I don't know if y'all saw Terry Rozier's interview with Stephen A. But he was going behind the curtain and talking about how dysfunctional it really was in Boston. And so yeah, I hear you, Bear. That's not the traditional way Boston does business, but this ain't the. Boston's fans have turned on the organization like this in my lifetime.
What a spoiled, you know, sports city. Just absolutely spoiled. Yeah, I mean, they've just been really good.
It's the armpit of the universe.
Really good in basketball, you know. I mean, that is a spoiled basketball fan base. The football, you know, they've got the best
spoiled basketball. They've had one championship in I don't know how many years,
but they're a playoff mainstay. That's what
35.
I'm saying. They're a playoff mainstay. They've had a championship
just because the East sucks
10 years or so. Yeah, I mean, he's still at the top of it.
Well, you know what? I hear that all the time, Russ. But it sucks for me because I guess I'm on the minority side of this. I don't care anything about. I can't stand the Patriots, and I couldn't care less about the Bruins or the Red Sox. I just. My dad was a big time Celtics fan. You know how it is. You grow up, you're watching what he's watching. You fall in love with the same guys he loves. Next thing you know, you're hooked. So I've been a Boston fan, you know, fan since I was old enough to turn on the TV and ask my dad who's that. But
me and Jamie came from the same page here.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I'm just saying, I'm same here. I could care less about the rest of them. I mean. As
you guys
far
are
as
bandwagon fans, it's cool.
As far as
I can't say anything. I'm a Lakers fan.
Anyway, I mean, the Celtics and Danny Ainge, you've been waiting out LeBron. You've been waiting out LeBron to get out of the Eastern Conference for years. He finally does, and this is what you put on the floor?
Oh, God.
And they lay
Tell
an egg.
Tell me about it.
Anthony Davis doesn't want to play in Boston.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I don't know.
The Celtics
know
cry fest. Go ahead, Jamie and Brandon. Tell us about how right, bad well, you got it.
I'll get out of the way. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jamie. We've won.
Who's your NBA team, Russell?
We've won 6 or 7 Super Bowls in the past 20 years.
I'm not a Boston sports fan. I like the Celtics. I don't care about the Patriots.
Who is your NBA team?
Yeah. Who's your NBA team, Russ?
We've won umpteen NBA championships, including one about 10 years ago. We're in the playoffs every year, but
he's avoiding the question.
Cry for me.
He's avoiding
NBA
the question.
Fan.
I bet he was a Bulls fan in the 90s.
What's your question?
Who's your NBA team?
I actually was a huge Lakers fan in the 1980s growing up.
Oh, but I'm a bandwagon fan.
Kids of a certain age, you were either Lakers or Celtics in the late 80s and 90s, or, you know, in the early 80s. It was Showtime against, you know, the scumbags from Boston.
I remember watching my first Lakers game on CBS back in the day. Dick Stockton was doing the game. There's Magic, I mean, the diaper shorts, and Kareem. I remember the first time I saw Kareem, like I was watching the game, and he kept shooting that hook shot. This is an old Kareem.
The sky,
you know,
hook.
This is bald Kareem, right? And he kept missing it. And it was like, it was such a unique-looking shot, and he kept missing it. I'm like, why do they let this idiot keep doing the – I'm a little kid, you know. Why do they let this idiot keep doing this trick shot? He's ruining the game. He just had an off night. It was like, the greatest big man in the history of basketball. I didn't get it. I was too young. It didn't register. It didn't make sense. You know, it's kind of a shame that Anthony Davis has put himself in this position, right? Because he could be – him and Zion, that would be a pretty formidable duo. It just seems like he has completely burned that bridge and poured salt in the earth underneath it, and there's just no returning. Is there any like way that he comes back at this point?
No, he's done. He's already said he still wants out.
Yeah.
Why? Is it like, is it just really that bad?
I mean, aren't there some places you worked where no matter what?
No. No.
Really?
No. And he doesn't.
I've got a couple.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but he doesn't seem like you. He seems like a pretty nice, like, you know.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
He seems like a good breaker-upper.
I'm not a bad one. I just wouldn't go back.
Okay.
I've not known each other. I can totally
see you taking off that apron, throwing it at the boss. You take this job and shove it, buddy. I'll see you in the funny papers.
No. Uh-uh.
Going out, pulling the half-baked. Blank you. You're cool. Blank you. I'm out.
No. Honest to God.
Who's coming with me? Who's coming with the bear?
I just toss you the keys.
Check it or wreck it, Brandon. Bear has had at least one very, very contentious job leaving breakup type thing.
At least one? I'll check it. He's probably had at least one.
I'm honest to God, I'm guessing
multiple.
No, I swear to God.
This isn't true because I know one place that you've told me before that there's at least one company in this town that, like, because I remember we did some business and you're like, I don't know if I can go in there.
Oh, no.
I don't know
no,
if I can go in there.
Let's not talk about that.
I'm not going to throw names. See?
Keep it
See?
On over there.
See?
That wasn't, no, that was See? Different. Totally different. You're forgetting. You're forgetting a lot of things, but let's not talk about that, please.
Oh, man. Phil.
Or, I mean, if stuff's going to be out in the open, I mean, I'll be more than willing to talk about something that makes you uncomfortable. Don't talk about that, please. Don't talk about that.
Oh. I'll talk about whatever makes me uncomfortable. I'll just throw it right out there. Yeah, I was a dork in high school. Girls didn't have anything to do with me.
That's a little bit...
I've got a weird condition. Okay, no, maybe we want to talk about that. Let's take a quick break. We'll get Phil in here when we continue. It is The Drive. It is Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Fan Run Radio. Look at CBS Sports mock draft here. They've got DeAndre Hunter going forth from to your Lakers? Pick up him. Came up big in the national championship game. Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech to the Cavs at number 5. Pretty deep draft, man.
I saw a mock with Grant going to San Antonio.
Oh, that would be sweet for him. He makes such a good spur, wouldn't he?
Yeah, that would be the perfect landing spot. And you know that, I mean, they'd love it. He's their kind of player.
If he's not coming back, I'd like to see him at 14 to the Celtics.
Let's get...
There's no, they ain't going to take him. And God, he'd be dead to me.
Let's get Phil in here next. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
What do you say, Debbie?
What's up, Phil?
How are you, Barry Broughton? Brandon Dunn.
Outstanding. How are you, sir?
Hanging in there. I'm surprised Jamie didn't call for any heads at Boston today. It's kind of a breath of fresh air, isn't it?
I guess he figures it's a long summer, Phil. He's got to pace himself. You know, yeah, go a couple of calls without calling for anybody's head and see if you can make it have more impact the next time you do.
Huh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll find somebody to get after here pretty quick. Guys, this NBA is kind of funny. And Grant Williams, I think he's gone. But I actually talked to two people who are in the know. One thinks he's staying and one thinks he's gone.
Oh,
so I don't know.
How awesome would it be for him to stay? You know, somebody asked when a month or so ago on the show, would it be similar to Peyton Manning coming back?
Me.
And I was like, no, man, you can't compare it to Peyton. It would be big, but it's not going to be that big. The longer this goes on, though, man, I don't know. Like with,
I would say it's not bigger, but has just as much a effect on the and what we might do next year.
I mean, you keep in mind, like, when Peyton was coming back, we immediately we're thinking national championship, right? It's not just SEC championship, which we did win in 97, but we're gunning for the whole shebang. And I don't know if Grant Williams comes back, if it's Final Four or bust again, but it's in the conversation to go all the way for sure.
Yeah. I really think that, you know, if Grant comes back, you're anywhere from a 3 to a 5 seed, probably. And then if he doesn't come back, you'll probably be lucky to be a bubble team.
So this is interesting. I'm going through this CBS mock draft that I was just talking about, and they have Admiral going before Grant Williams, 23rd to the Jazz. They've got Grant going 26th to the Cavs.
Hmm.
That's something. That is the first time I've seen Admiral Schofield projected to go before Grant Williams.
Well, I hope they both are first-rounders if they both, especially Grant, since he's, going so early. You just don't know what to happen.
Well,
I don't know.
If that's the kind of feedback he's getting, and I don't know, this is
come back to school.
This is Gary Parrish's mock draft. Yeah, I mean, if they're saying, hey, 26, it's cutting it a little close for that first-round guaranteed money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I'll ask, though, how much better can Grant Williams improve as much as I'd like to have him back next year? Maybe a 3-point shot?
Yeah, I think he can improve.
That's about the only thing I can see he can improve on.
Show that you can play around the perimeter a little bit.
I'll play some 3 next year.
Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, that's what he's going to be called on to do at the next level. So, you know, if you're Barnes – and listen, you're losing Schofield. It's not like you would really have to change a lot to play that way. You've got other guys that can play in the post, and I don't think that you would be setting yourself back any to change your system a little bit to entice him to come back.
I agree, but the biggest question to me is I think everybody knows Bone's gone and he's not coming back because his handlers are pretty much, influencing him to go. So, in regards if he's ready to go or not, but we need another guard bad. I mean, just look at it. I mean, like you implied earlier, we were lucky this year we didn't have any injuries at the guard position, but you just have one injury at the guard position next year, and you're looking at a catastrophe.
Yeah, it could put you in a tough spot, Phil.
And Lamonte Turner's got that shoulder problem. Who knows if that's going to linger on.
Oh, man, yeah. I know he had an operation on it a couple of weeks ago, so hopefully he comes back 100%. But you're right. It's a delicate situation for sure.
And Derek Walker out of Nebraska, that's a – well, maybe is he going to have to sit out a year or is he eligible immediately now? I don't know why they do things in the NCAA now.
I would believe that he would have to sit out a year. Now, he's going close to home. I don't know if he has some sort of hardship that he can lean on, but I'd imagine he'll be sitting out next season. It's not like we ran him off. I mean, it's a playing time thing. Phil, we got to run, man.
Sure.
Appreciate the phone call. Brandon will have your top four at four. Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up.